Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When you go to the ball game, Schwani,
What's your go-to food when you're at the ballpark?
A brat. A beer and a brat.
You go for a beer and a brat.
Yep.
Interesting.
Beer and a brat.
Interesting.
Yep.
Or
a hot dog.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So traditional ballpark food.
Well, very much so. Yeah.
I guess I'm sort of that way as well, though I have been expanding my horizons a little bit over the last couple of years. But this is...
I was going to try steak tartare, but I didn't see it on the menu.
At the ballpark? Yeah. Wow, you're way more courageous than I am. Steak tartare. Work that into your take me out
steak
to the ball game.
Tartare.
Buy me some peanuts and steak tartare.
Hey, it fits.
That's right.
I don't care if we get very far.
I start off with peanuts. That's my It's my go-to thing.
Yeah.
I love. I get a beer and some peanuts, and then as the afternoon or whatever evening progresses, more beer, and then after that, maybe more beer. After that, no, it's like peanuts and hot dogs for me, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Traditional ballpark food for you?
For the most part. But, a lot of these places now have pulled pork and a lot of other things that sound fantastic and delicious. So, and every year, both of our ballparks on the north and south sides, have new items on the menu. And that's what we're going to get in here today. And we're going to start off on the north side with David Burns, who is in charge of the food service at Wrigley Field, or the campus, as it's called.
We've gotten so large.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, I oversee not only just Wrigley Field, the ballpark itself. We have the American Airlines Conference Center. We have Gallagher's Way, DraftKings.
All of the food services that at the ballpark, because I know now it's somewhat expanded to across the street and different places now that may or may not be included. I don't know.
No, it's more inside the ballpark and just outside the perimeter, not really across the street or anything.
Right. So for how long have you been doing this now, David?
I'm going on my 13th opening day.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You don't look old enough to have been doing this for 13 years.
Well, when you have fun, you keep young.
Yeah, I guess when you enjoy your work, right?
Yeah.
So before we talk about some of the things that are new, talk to me about the amazing amount of food that you must process on a given day. On a game day, I'm always amazed. For example, like how many hot dogs do you go through on a game day?
On a game day, we can average about 20,000 hot dogs.
Holy smokes!
Yeah,
wow.
Like 10,000 brats. Pretzels are up there, like another 10,000. Nachos is another popular one, about 10,000-15,000.
Yeah, are those the most popular?
Yeah, that's
items
like
that you sell.
Yeah, the hot dog, obviously, the pretzel, the nachos. Those are fan favorites that people really like.
Right. And then just regular menu things when you go to concessions. Burgers, are those?
Burgers are popular, too. We have different varieties of burgers. They're fresh patty in-house. We just have a regular cheeseburger. We have what we call a W burger, which has a little bit more stuff on it, like American cheese, our Wrigley sauce, lettuce, tomato, that's served with fries. We have an aged cheddar burger with the white aged cheddar cheese, some baby arugula, roasted garlic aioli. So it kind of elevates from, your simple burger to a more gourmet burger.
Right, something. And that's so popular now that the gourmet burgers are, the hottest food item that there can be right now. What is Wrigley sauce?
Wrigley sauce is basically like a ketchup, mayonnaise, aioli base with a little bit of mustard, a little bit of buffalo sauce in it to give it a zing. So it's kind of our little concoction of a sauce that goes great with that burger.
So are you constantly looking for new items that you can put on the menu and debut when the new season begins?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what we do when our season's over, or even beginning before that. We start brainstorming as a team and what's the trends. We work with some of our analytic department within Levy and what follows the trends, and we try to create items that people are looking to have now. So
what are the things that you're most excited about now for the 2019 season?
2019, we have a lot of cool offerings. We're starting to bring a lot of locally sourced focus to Wrigley Field, from fresh ingredients the dishes highlight them, some of the best chefs. So, I mean, we came up with some really cool items. Pork tenders with the Japanese barbecue sauce. So it's hand-breaded in-house, served crispy with a little Japanese barbecue sauce, a little bit of cabbage and carrot sauce.
Is it like a panko?
Yeah, it's a panko,
chicken nugget, I guess,
yeah,
for lack of a better word.
Yeah, it looks like a chicken tender, but it's pork.
A little more sophisticated. Oh, right. That's right.
So we bred it with panko. That dish was kind of came about. We have the same pork on a sandwich. But it tasted so good, we felt that it, can have something by itself with the dipping sauce.
Right. So how is that sold? Like in a, because you have to not only come up with these foods, but make sure that they're foods that can be eaten while you're sitting and watching the game. Essentially, finger food, I guess.
Exactly.
Right?
It's a great point you brought up. When we do create these items, we have to keep that in mind. Like, can they hold this with one hand while they're watching a game where they have a beverage in the other? So, it's on a little tray. It's easy to dip. Great to share with other fans or friends.
All right. I see something on the list here that says short rib disco fries.
Yes. This is...
You had me at disco.
So the disco fries, it's French fries with house-made braised beef short ribs, some queso fresco. That's kind of where your disco fries come in, because the difference between disco fries and poutine... Poutine has cheese curds.
Yeah.
Disco fries is more of a melted cheese on it.
Okay.
So with the queso fresco and the heat of the sauce, it kind of melts on. So we just do a little bit of roasted garlic aioli on that and some green onions. It's fantastic.
That sounds really good. I'm just going for the things with funny names here. A walking taco is one of your new items for the year, right?
Yeah, walking taco. What we're going to debut this year on the upper deck are two nacho areas. So you'll have your regular nacho, like a nacho grande, and we thought it'd be fun to debut a walking taco. It's popular, it's a ballpark, let's have fun. So it's going to be a bag filled with some Fritos, some chili, some cheese, some house-made pico de gallo and jalapenos. Take the top off, put a fork in it, and walk away.
That's sort of like a deconstructed taco, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. So it's
all
it's
in a Frito bag.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea. What is the Impossible Burger?
So the Impossible Burger is a new item that we're going to have on our menu, and it's basically a plant-based patty. It has a product in it called hemé, which is a plant protein that kind of gives the smell of beef. So it looks and tastes almost like beef, but it's all plant-based. So it's just another vegetarian item that we like to offer.
Right.
So we top that off with a little bit of chipotle aioli, lettuce, tomato on a brioche bun. So we have another option for vegetarians as well as people that love meat and just want a little break from it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I would guess it would be something a little different. Is there a big demand for that, of more vegetarian items at the ballpark?
Vegetarian, gluten-free.
Really?
The new diets, keto diet. Yeah, it's a lot of, we try to accommodate all the fans that are coming in, that there's something there for them to eat.
So if somebody came up to the counter and said, I'm gluten-free, what do you have?
What do you have? And then in certain areas, we'll have gluten-free bread ready for them, and we'll make something, their sandwich fresh with the
Right, because they're going to have a hot dog or burger or whatever.
Yes.
But have a gluten-free items. And what about beer options? I know, throughout the park, it's Budweiser, right?
That you're for the most part
you're selling, but you've gone, like, so many people are so interested in craft beers and things now. You have expanded the variety of beers that you're going to be selling.
Yeah, so this year our beer list has really expanded with locally craft beers. You'll have your Goose Island, the variety of the Goose Islands. We'll have some Lagunitas, the Three Floyds, Half Acre, Beguile. So, the list goes, it's quite extensive compared to the last few years. And again, it's listening to fans and what their likes are. And a lot of it, they want craft beers.
Yeah. One of the other things that I noticed on the list that you sent over of things that are new are some real Chicago favorites that you're offering at the ballpark this year, including Garrett's popcorn and many other really signature Chicago items.
Yeah, again, we like to kind of really stay local. We have Vienna for the hot dogs, Giordano's for a small pan pizza, Garrett's popcorn, both their buttery and their famous Garrett's mix, Bona beef, Italian beef and sausage, so... We try to keep as much local as we can.
Those are some good choices. And I noticed Fannie Mae chocolate
as well. Oh, Fannie Mae as well. Yeah.
The list, don't forget that. It sounds great. Is this the quiet before the storm for you right now before opening day, or is it really just all the preparation of getting everything ready for next week?
It's all the preparation. We're pretty much finishing up our last phase of the major renovation. So, you know, the ballpark still got some construction going on. So, so we're having, you know, all our concession stands will be new when we open up the upper deck. So right now we're kind of just focusing on trainings and some of the new areas and then get ready for opening day, which is going to be like here tomorrow, it seems like.
Crazy. Yeah. Right. I'm sure it's going to be, you know, just feels like right around the corner to you. David Burns is in charge of the campus, all the food at the Wrigley Field. And I appreciate you coming in today to bring us all up to date on this.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.